I have a few announcements to make before the reading. First of all, as most of you know, the Poetry Center sponsors a poetry contest every year for graduate students and undergraduate students. And the first prize is a $100 prize given by the Academy of American Poets. I'm pleased to announce that this year's judge, Greg Pape, has made the selections, and the first prize winner is Luke Yellman. And we have four second prize winners, David Scott Penn, Chris Sullivan, Chris Weidenbach, and Jack Wang. And two honorable mentions, Eric Burkholz and Maggie Golston. So our sincere congratulations go to those winners, and you can hear them reading from their work here on March 29th. A couple of other events I'd like to announce that are coming up sooner than that. Friday, the day after tomorrow, there's a chance to hear three really distinguished women writers who write about the West in a kind of informal panel discussion. The natural history writer Ann Zwinger, Navajo poet Lucy Tapahanso, and rancher poet and fiction writer Jane Candia Coleman will be giving a talk called, or a panel discussion called Women Writing the American West. It's going to be Friday, March 3rd in the library in room A313 from 10 to 11:30 a.m. I should tell you, some of you have been asking about whether Tony's book is available. ASUA Bookstore is here tonight with Sweet Ruins, so I'm sure Tony would be very happy to sign the book after the reading if you haven't got a copy, or even if you already have a copy. As many of you know, Tony Hoagland is an alumnus of our MFA program here. He's received many other honors for his work, including an NEA, an Arizona Commission on the Arts grant, a fellowship from the Fine Arts Work Center in Provincetown, and other awards. When his book Sweet Ruin won the 1992 Brittingham Prize in Poetry from the University of Wisconsin, it was no surprise to the many admirers of his work who had known that his poems deserved wide reading and praise. The book has become one of those talked-about books, the kind that gives words through liquid and thoughtful storytelling to the real tensions and dilemmas of living, the kind that reminds us what poetry is good for, getting to the troubled heart of the matter with bite and sweetness. Please welcome back Tony Hoagland.